Yakitomi. Voice of the web. Water supply. I didn't realize it until today, but the local water supply was cut off 5 days ago. Please don't assume that I don't wash often. It isn't that. We have a water tank with a capacity of 1,000 liters, and an automatic pump attached to it, so while other households have been without a water supply for the last 3 or 4 days, it has only just hit us. When I bought that tank 10 years ago, I had calculated that it would last us 5 days, or maybe even a week, if the water supply were cut off, but I hadn't reckoned on having a baby in the house, and she probably uses more water than I do, or causes it to be used anyway. It's quite a thought that about 10,000 people are without water around here. Maine's water is not used for drinking, except by the old Taffies, but it is used for everything else. However, the older houses have water butts which hold a couple of days' worth, so no washing now, no flushing toilets. It's all pretty grim, but then some people, in other countries, live like this all the time, don't they? I am pretty sure I couldn't though, not at 35 degrees Celsius. I have felt dirty and sticky since I found out about the lack of a water supply a few hours ago. Apparently, a water tower needs replacing or repairing. It's always hard to find out exactly what's going on, but surely there should have been a contingency plan for when it broke, or there should have been a backup water tower, so that so many families did not lose their water supply unnecessarily. Surely, the expense of having a few score extra of the old, young, and frail fall sick because of the temporarily unsanitary living conditions caused by an unreliable water supply is justification for having an extra water tower. All the best, Owen. Enjoy Yakitomi with no advertisements for less than 98 cents a month.